Jason Rosillo reporting live from the 2006 Chrysler Arts Beats and Eats, and I'm with Miss Annie Capps. Hello and welcome to Pontiac.
Hi there. How you doing, Jason?
Where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from the Royal Oak, Birmingham area. Grew up in that Southfield, Birmingham border. So.
Okay, tell us about your latest album.
Well, my latest album is actually a year old already, and it's called One Big Show, and it's just, you know, a bunch of songs that range from, you know, personal, confessional stuff to little stories of characters we've met along the way, and I kind of have this recurring theme of the metaphor of, you know, life as a big show pretty much throughout it, you know, the theater production of life, so we're all really acting anyway, so.
What are some musicians that you idolize?
Oh, gosh, the list is enormously long, but everyone from Dar Williams, Patti Griffin, Tom Waits, John Gorka, a lot of my local friends, Jan, Chris, Kitty, Donahoe, Jim Beiser, Mustard Retreat, all those guys are great. I'm going to leave somebody out, and then I'll feel bad, so if I keep doing the local thing, that's a problem. But, the list is, did I say Jonathan Brook, Ani DeFranco, Amy Mann. I'm a huge fan of Amy Mann. So, you know, it just keeps on going.
When did you first realize that singing was your thing?
I'm not really sure it still is. I realized pretty young that I loved to sing and I loved music. And I did a lot of it in my bedroom before I ever came out of the closet and started singing, you know, loud with a microphone in front of people. So pretty young age, I think. I don't know how young you want me to go. When I could talk, before I could walk.
Okay, you performed at many different venues in the Metro Detroit area. Which of them would be your favorite?
Without a doubt, the Arc. The Arc and the Trinity House, I would say, are two of the most wonderful venues. They're both really singer-songwriter friendly and just great performance venues, great sound, great people that run them, and very exciting. And you know, they're the best in Michigan, I think. So. Yeah.
What do you enjoy more, writing songs or actually performing them live in front of an audience?
I guess it depends on the audience and it depends on the song. That's a tough question because I love performing them, but, you know, you have to write them first and you have to be really happy about them first. And the writing process can be pretty gruesome. So, you know, once you're sure that you got a great song, performing it's a blast. So, I'd say they just go hand in hand. I love them both. I mean, I love performing and I like performing other people's music too. So it's a little bit of both. But the writing process is incredible. And sometimes you write a song that you love to play to yourself and you get out in front of an audience and it doesn't fly. So, you know, it's